I promise you, Dolph, if you take this any further, I will make sure you never work in this town again.
All right, Miz, listen. If you say I can never work in this town, I don't know, man. I guess I might as well get my money's worth. Show it!
Wait a minute, what is it? Oh, no! No! Oh, my, oh, no!
There's not
don't
enough spray tan
it.
In the world to spray into my eyes to help me unsee that picture,
no.
Miz.
Spray tan? Oh, my, oh, no.
What?
My mom watches this show. Stop it, dog. This is serious.
Sandow, you like what you, I don't... Such good form. I mean, I don't even see any tan lines. I don't know where those came from.
Hello and welcome to the Second Shift Podcast, season premiere. And I hope you all enjoyed the new intro music that you guys voted in. Shame it took an American to come up with the idea for it, but hey-ho. I'm your host for today, Wayne as a baker, and with me I have Ant. How are you doing?
I'm really, really good. I'm actually looking forward to this show more than most others that we do. We've got a British cast again. Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. And we also have Walker. How are you doing, man?
We the people.
And we also have Kiwi. How are you doing?
We the Commonwealth. I'm very well, thank you. Bonsoir to you all.
Don't, you'll confuse Devil Vamp and he'll get cranky.
He's not as cultured as us Europeans, of course.
And we also have Sam. How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. Right, let's get on with this shit. And we'll start with emails. And we'll first up DRG. And he's got this to say. Sup, Second Shifters. I have to give props to TNA for accomplishing the advancing of four storylines in four segments. For as much flack as Impact gets for stolen stories lately, they have been kicking on all cylinders. Props. Let's play three questions. First, do you see potential in hinting of Brittany and Shaw connection? A subtle comment Shaw made was that he already had his eye on another TNA talent. And while I'm certain he was talking about the stalking of Gunner, I think the craziness of Brittany might add to this story. Right, we'll go on to Walker first for this. What do you think's going to happen with the Brittany-Sam Shaw storyline?
They're going to be a power couple. And, you know, I think they could be slightly comedic where one tries to act crazy the other. And quite frankly, I don't really care for it, if I'm going to be honest with you. And I don't really see it going anywhere because... Whenever certain shit like this happens, I get a certain feeling about it. One of them's probably going to get fired within 6 months, and then the storyline's just going to go to tits.
Yeah.
Tits.
You got an obsession with tits at the moment. You've been posting pictures on GroupMe all day.
Tits.
We'll go to Kiwi then, as he's so eager to talk. What are your thoughts on the Shaw Brittany storyline?
Oh, dang. I clearly was faking that.
I don't think you are. I think deep down you love the tits.
Oh, it's all a phase. It's all a phase. Well, I'll be honest. I think this could go somewhere. I'd like to think that TNA could do something with Sammy Shaw and Brittany into some type of dark, sinister time when Sammy Shaw was sort of like hanging around the shadows of Christy Emmy's stuff, and I really enjoyed that. And it was certainly a character that we haven't really seen until sort of like the dark days of the debut of Mankind back in 96. So it's it was quite fun, but obviously it was more playing like a rapist type of really character. So I'd like to think that it will go somewhere, and with an addition of a female there, it could be something really quite exciting, and again, something completely different. So I hope that TNA do something with it. I'm feeling quite positive, so I sincerely hope so.
Can you see it being dragged into the James Storm sort of faction storyline as well, or do you reckon they'll be kept apart?
I think it'll probably be kept apart, because I think that James Storm with this team of other international stars aligned with him. I think that will go somewhere, and then the Savin Shaw and Britney stuff may lead on to something else. Maybe in the short term, but as we probably head towards Bound for Glory, they might end up doing something together, like there'll be like a multi-tag match or something where they will interglue together. So that's what I think anyway, but obviously it's all just a guessing game at the moment.
And have you caught TNA in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, been watching it religiously over the last few weeks, a lot more than I have WWE, to be fair. What one are you on about?
We're on about the Britney sort of hint that Britney's going to get with Sam Shaw and create a crazy sort of group.
Yeah, to me, you know, if you're a psycho like Sam Shaw is, you sort of act alone. Why do you need anyone? It's your own neuroses that you're playing off, you know? So unless he wants to hitch up with her and it's going to be like a Fred and Mary West affair sort of thing. But I don't know. No, to me, like, if you're a psycho, you're very much a loner.
I don't think he was, by the look of it on Impact, that was he was that bothered about her. That was she was more wanting a bit of his crazier meat.
So my crazier meat. Jesus, not Doner Kebab, mate. But yeah, it's almost like she'll probably be chasing him and he'll just be going off crazy on his own, and then she might turn crazy for not having him. It might go somewhere.
That's the way I'd like it to see. She starts fucking going mental at him. Mm. Right, we'll move on to the... Oh, Sam, I'm guessing you probably didn't watch TNA.
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Do you want to comment on anything, or...?
Nah,
brilliant. Right, unfortunately, Sam, DRG has got 3 TNA questions, so...
Oh, fuck it, all right.
I'll try and get through them as quickly as possible so we can get you involved. Right, his second question is... British Boot Camp is down to 6 competitors. I won't spoil anything for you, but Noam Dar faced Austin Aries at the event they recently recorded, so I'm excited for when Challenge starts airing the programme. My question is, do you think the boot camp aspect of wrestling reality show could work for an American product with the same model? Oh, so you can answer this then, Sam. We'll start with you on this one. Do you reckon you could have like a talent show wrestling reality show in the States?
In the States? I have no idea because I don't live there.
Fucking hell.
What a cop-out, man.
Oh, man. Go on, Sam, dive in.
It worked all right last time here, didn't it? The whole concept. I was only half listening, so I wasn't expecting you to come to me about it.
Right, we'll move on then. Walker, do you reckon you could have sort of reality show, sort of talent show in the States?
Tough Enough. I'm sure that's exactly what Tough Enough is, man. So, yes.
Good, cool. You got? They never brought it back to the network, and then they cut it recently. Would you like to rescind it again?
Yeah, I'd love to see Tough Enough again. Last time, well, it was good. As long as they have, like, a winner that doesn't, you know, get addicted to drugs and then get kicked out 6 months after winning the fucking competition.
Yeah, and...
Shut up.
And, do you reckon this could work in the States, and would you like to see, like, the likes of Tough Enough and that come back?
Yeah, certainly. It's been done before. You look at UFC and boxing, and they've all done similar things. But, you know, you could do it through an NXT avenue, certainly, like a next sort of star coming up. But I wouldn't want it to be like a fucking Total Divas show, you know, where it's more storyline and less actually training and preparing for their next step. I'd want it to be more real rather than kayfabe.
Yeah, definitely. Otherwise, there's just sort of no point to it.
So it just becomes another NXT or WWE product.
Yeah. Kiwi, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'd like to see it. I really enjoyed the initial episodes of Tough Enough back in the Attitude Era days. And I thought that was a really compelling television. And I'd like to see it back. It would certainly still work in 2014. If they had the same type of concept of like what they did back then, or maybe even with like the 2011 episodes that they did with Stone Cold Steve Austin and Booker T and Trish Stratus, the earliest episodes we've had, they'd be really good. I'd still find it interesting, and definitely I think it would still fit in with American television. There's still all these reality TV shows. I mean, I went to the States last year, and looking through all the television programs, all you saw was reality television shows. So it's still a popular thing, obviously, over here in Europe, and in the States it certainly would fit in too.
Right. We'll go to the first two. We'll go on to the last one. Sam, keep your ear out because you might be required. Lastly, spoilers are easy to get a hold of for TNA. However, I know quite a few checked them out beforehand, and I am going to pose the same question to you guys. Did reading the spoilers in any way hurt the product you've been watching weekly? So, we'll rephrase that. Are you that bothered about spoilers, or could you still enjoy the product even if you read them? And we'll go with Sam. Are you ready this time?
Okay, I heard the question, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, spoilers ruin it. But the thing is, if you're going to pre-record a show, and with technologies like being able to record on your phone, that's the risk that you take. So, because I don't watch SmackDown, because I can know what happened. And that's, well, I don't know, it's annoying, but that's the risk that you take when you record a show and don't air it, you know, when it's not live. Unless you have some kind of, I mean, you're never going to get it where there's no phones. Like 20 odd years ago, you could record it and it would seem, you wouldn't hear anything about it. But because you can record on a phone and you can Twitter on your phone and everything, it's going to be out there as soon as it's been shown, if you're there.
So if you found out any results to a show, you couldn't watch a show then because that would ruin it for you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know why you would watch it if you already know what's going to happen. It takes some out people, the surprise element.
I think, well, we'll go to Walker because I'm pretty sure he's of the other opinion. If you knew spoilers, would you watch a show or could you, or aren't you that fast? You're more sort of bothered about the actual product.
I wouldn't be happy that I'd know the answer to it, like I'd know the spoilers, but I'd still watch it because like sometimes it's about the match as opposed to the actual result, because I'd like for you all to go on a little time travel little escapade with me to when Christian won the world title, and when he won the world title he lost it to Orton, and that was about as soon as it happened, so there was no avoiding it. And that when you come to watch that match was fantastic. And I never took anything away from the fact that I knew the result to it anyway. So it's like I could still watch it. I wouldn't be happy about it, but I don't think it really. You don't think it should bother people as much as it should.
I'm gonna ruin Kiwi's thing here because I know he'll mention it. Didn't seem to bother a lot of people when they turned over for Mankind on that episode of Raw. When WCW ruined it for him.
Well, that's very true, Wayne. That's very, very true. And me personally, I look at the spoilers for SmackDown almost every week. And I must admit, for probably the last 2 months, I haven't really bothered watching SmackDown other than the YouTube clips they put up. So, you know, I'm probably in that minority. But when it comes to TNA, at least, I still watch the TNA product because it is a different product to the WWE. It is obviously that second alternative, and I wish there was an alternative while I was just beginning to watch the WWE, because I did realize that WCW was after Cartoon Network on TNT. You know, back on the cable box all those years ago. So, and if I knew that that was there at that time, I probably would have watched it until like the dying days of WCW. I would have watched it, but it doesn't impact on my TNA viewing at least at all. It does with SmackDown, because SmackDown is obviously still a WWE product, and I think the majority of us would agree that there really isn't much changing. And any type of developments, because it seems to be on Main Event when they do announcements like they used to do on SmackDown. And I think the last notable title change that ever happened on SmackDown was like before the Royal Rumble in 2013 when Del Rio beat the Big Show. That was the only notable change that ever happened on SmackDown for me to sort of like think it mattered to watch the spoilers. So with TNA, the spoilers don't bother me, but with something like SmackDown, It does change my viewing habits because I just won't bother watching it, to be honest.
Yeah, it tends to be what happens on SmackDown stays on SmackDown, don't it? Which don't yeah. make for much great story development. Walkie, you've got something else to add?
I'd like to point out that maybe sometimes you could use spoilers in a kind of good way to gain more attention. And it's funny you just mentioned that, Kiwi, because like, imagine... Like you're a Kane fan. Imagine if Kane was to win the world title on SmackDown and you read about it on a spoiler. Would you not go and watch it then? Because he's your favourite wrestler, so you'd have a vested interest to go and watch it. So you would watch it then, wouldn't you?
He's on a pee break, well done.
Oh, fuck's sake.
But luckily right, he's then. Not H, I'll, so I'll we don't have to hear
I'll
it.
I'll redirect the question to Ant with Ricochet. If Ricochet was to make a shocking debut on SmackDown and it was leaked via SmackDown spoilers, would you watch it?
Of course I would.
There you fucking go. That's another point about spoilers. That's all I needed to know. Thank you very much. Carry on.
But I didn't say any otherwise, you know.
It's only because Kiwi wasn't here and I wanted to reinforce the point.
Yeah, and I'm completely with you. For me, I've only watched... I've only looked at spoilers once, and that was when I first started watching TNA. I sort of wanted to see a backlog of the matches, of where things have gone and who's won and etc., but that's only to progress my own viewing. I mean, we're on a sort of a group, a thing called GroupMe. Every one of us are on, and I personally go on there and I get spoilt all the time. But you know, that's my fault for going on there. But I do get spoilt, but it doesn't change.
Is that a backhanded dig at a living legend by any chance?
Not at all. Why would no? Not at all. No, I'm just saying. If I go on GroupMe and I get spoiled, I can't. That's my fault, but that's not a dig at living legend. But anyway, getting back to my point, you know, I've got sport many times, but it's not sport the product for me because, you know, I want to watch a good match with good storyline progression. You know, you don't see any of the points that have been made, do you? You i.e. the segments or promos, all you see is a match result. You don't see any of the in-ring. You know, if someone showed me the whole fucking match, then yeah, that's a spoiler.
So you're more worried about the journey to get there rather than the destination.
Absolutely.
Sorry to sound cliche.
No, that's absolutely right, though. But it's a true cliche.
That's a perfect point. That's a perfectly worded, mate. Nice one. I applaud you for that.
I nicked it straight from Heavyset's story about talking to EC3, so I can't take credit for that.
Oh, stealing from American.
He's the enemy, man. His group is after your group on the Week in Review, man. Like, they're coming straight for your neck, and you're going to just, like, you know, steal his ideas. That's quite...
Different show. It's Week in Review. Right. That is it. Going back to DRG's email. That is it for me. I apologise for the lengthy email. No, you don't, because he'll do it again next week. But I feel you guys can give me some quality answers to these questions. Hope you kill it on this episode. Regards, DRG.
Thanks, Dustin.
Oh, why do we want to kill it? That's quite mean.
Right.
Americans. God.
No, I think that was a good thing.
It was.
Yeah.
Blessing.
He's down with the kids.
Bless him. Come on, we've wasted enough time on DRG. We'll move on to the Gypsy now. And he's got...
another email. Fucking hell.
We've got another two, mate, so don't... Don't get
quick and concise.
Right. Hello, you shifty lot. Once again, resorting to a quick email this week. I want your opinions on the Damien Sandow character. I love Sandow, but wasn't so sure of his role as the stunt double for Miz. But this week, his facial expressions and the fact he's putting so much effort into the role as just to be beaten down is hilarious. What's your thoughts? Have a great show. Gypsy gone. And we'll go to Ant.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I'm absolutely loving it. I said it last week. I'll be quite short and concise. Loving it. I think the Sandow character is going to be great, and I think there's going to be a turn in this. I reckon at Night of Champions, as he is the stunt double, I reckon he's going to pin either The Miz or Ziggler and take the title at Night of Champions.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. What's Kiwi think then?
No, I love that idea. I really, really do. I'm really happy with Sandow's position at the moment. I'm happy to watch the ride, and I do think it will come to some type of event which will mean something. And I think Ant's hit the nail on the head there with that idea. I think that's great.
Sam, what are your thoughts on the Sandow character?
I think he's a lot better now than he was 6 weeks ago. He's in a much better position. I think Ant's got a good idea, but I don't think it will happen. But it could turn. He could turn and then become a number one contender for it. Him and Miz and Ziggler maybe triple threat at which one's after Night of Champions?
Hell in a Cell, isn't it?
No, is it?
Yes, blimey. That's right. Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, so it could be something like that. I think he's definitely going to turn on Miz eventually. He'll get sick of being his stuntman. So
it'll be the new age Taker versus Taker match.
Oh God.
Oh,
dear. Oh, Survivor Series coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, SummerSlam, weren't it? Sorry that match was at. Duh, sorry.
Yeah. I talk about overkill of a tombstone pile driver. Sorry. I thought so many. Too many.
We're going to actually come back to that match very briefly in the news. So we'll go back to Walker. What are your thoughts on Sandow?
Dude, I love Sandow, man. I've ever since this little recurring change my gimmick thing every week, it's gone on, and I was thinking, oh god, this is gonna be this one of these things is gonna stick, and we found the one that stuck, and now he's actually getting some decent TV time, and he's not just, even though he's still kind of jobbing out, he's actually doing something meaningful as opposed to filler. You know what I mean? And I like Ant's idea as well, but I think this could go on for a while. Him being Miz, that it could last as long as Miz lasts in this. In his gimmick, so I could easily see them sticking with this until like past WrestleMania, like Miz and Mizdan. I could definitely see it, and then they turn him, and then hopefully when he sets on the track to being a singles guy back, he's not gonna you know hit a fucking roadblock and then end up in the same fucking place. So I have high hopes for him.
No, definitely. Obviously, it's still basically a dressing-up gimmick, but I think people are a lot happy with it now because you can actually see a point, a purpose, and a future to it with him turning and that. So I think, yeah, he's definitely in a lot better place than what he was a few weeks ago when it was just random one-week storylines of him dressing up just to get heat from the crowd. Thank you very much, Gypsy, and hopefully you'll be back next week once you're settled in at uni and everything. Moving on to a shitster in American now, Big Chevy.
Oh yeah,
Big Chevy.
Let's have a go.
Here we go. This is gonna be just a piss take, but then here we go. Hey, what's up, Second Shift? Checking in from Battle Creek, Michigan this year.
Dickhead.
We saw NXT talents on Raw wrestling a match. Oh. I'm glad he's tickled someone. Oh, he's tickled two people.
Wasn't that funny? Jesus.
I beg to differ. I thought it was hilarious.
It was amazing.
Come on.
I like Sam's deadpan approach, just no reaction.
Yeah, he's just dead.
I can just see him sitting there with a frown on his face.
Is he even here? I think he might have gone. Is he right. Here?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're still in your box there, young Sam.
Right.
Come on, let's do this fucking evening.
We saw NXT talents on Raw wrestling a match. I'd like seeing the talent, but I wish there had been a bigger sense of urgency with the wrestlers to make the viewers feel like they had to see TakeOver 2, or at least something to take a trip to Battle Creek, Michigan. I was wondering, what's your best idea for integration between NXT and the main roster? Or should they stay as far apart as possible? Like Battle Creek, Michigan, far away. I was thinking they could have had a special NXT show every year where the main rosters fight NXT talents for their roster spots. If the NXT member wins, he gets to jump to the main roster and the other person sends a couple months in Battle Creek, Michigan. I mean NXT.
He's really
alright.
This, isn't
it? That's it for this week. Piss off, legend. Chevy's driving off. P.S. RVD's from Battle Creek, Michigan, Wayne. Yep, I know that now, and I'm never going to forget that. Right,
also,
after that.
He was also in ECW as well, did you know?
Well done.
I still can't believe you didn't get that fucking question.
Oh, let's move on for fucking Battle Creek, Michigan. Shocking. We'll get on with the email. Would
as
you like to...
As soon as said Battle Creek, Michigan, I got it, and you had nothing, man.
Right, I'm jumping in. We've talked about like the tier system so many times on the show, and we've overdone it. I think what they did this week was fantastic because they're building for something. It just shines a little bit of light. It didn't do too much. It just done the job. And you don't want to do it like once a month, like some people have suggested, because I just think it'll be overkill. I just think like if they've got a big event, do it. If not, leave it as it is. That's my thoughts anyway. And I think they pretty much played that perfectly last night, or on Monday.
Did you see on main event anyone in here?
Yes.
I have a question. Yeah, but I know what you're talking about. I read it in the news.
Yeah, the Ascension were on there as well, going against Los Matadores.
Yeah, they killed them.
And by all accounts, there's apparently an NXT match on SmackDown, but I can't... I think that must be a dark one, because that will be shown after NXT TakeOver.
What's the point of that?
Unless they're going to go with the network thing. You can catch it now, rerunning on the network, possibly.
I read about that in the news. I heard about something about that when I was looking for shit news. Apparently it's Kenta doing a dark match or some bullshit, I don't know.
Oh, fair enough, that'll be a dark match then, won't it? But, so, we'll move on to Walker. What did you think of the NXT spot on Raw?
I pretty much agree with what Ant just said. But I was very happy to see all four of these guys working on Raw. Because they needed the hype, because fuck's sake, I'm going over my words again. WWE don't really pay much attention to NXT. They only did, like, every time when the big shows come up, they'll do one trailer about it. And I was just glad to see all four of these guys having a wrestling match. They should plug the NXT show every week, but not actually put all these guys on screen. And if they were to bring them on screen, just do it how they did with Adam Rose and Bo Dallas, and just, like, have vignettes for them before they make their actual debut. Because I think that's a system that works, and you can keep it that way. So,
right, Sam, what do you think of the NXT on Raw?
Yeah, I liked it. It made a nice change, and it gives some people who probably don't have the network. I know they're going to be banging on about it, but who don't have the network or don't watch NXT, it gave them a chance to see what it has. Wasn't necessarily the best representation of the four of them, but you don't give it all away, do you, in one go? So I think if I hadn't seen NXT before, it would make me want to watch it. And if that means buying the network, then they've done the job, haven't they?
Yeah, I was quite excited by it, to be honest. I thought it was quite a good little match. And I like how they gradually won the crowd round, because they were a bit quiet at the start. And by the end, just Adrian Neville for me tore it up.
Do you think they put a bit too much onus onto Adrian Neville?
Why wouldn't you? He's the champion, if you're looking at it from a simpleton's point of view, aren't they?
Yeah, but Sami Zayn was well over on that crowd, wasn't he?
Yeah, but then, like someone said on DSJMP, I think, last night, or someone else on another podcast said, that's because that had a history of Ring of Honor in that area, so a lot of people would have knew him from Ring of Honor,
okay.
Which I think is a good point.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Kiwi, did I go round to you on this?
No, not yet.
Off you trot then.
Oh, merci beaucoup. Honestly, I loved it. I did my WIR call on this, and I did initially say that maybe something like every month or so they should have an NXT match on the main roster, at least on Raw, I'd say, because it is a great opportunity to plug the WWE network. To see this fresh new talent that the WWE are starting to integrate into their roster. So it's a great opportunity for them to do that, and it obviously gives the likes of all the superstars, the four superstars we saw yesterday, to have a bit more limelight on the main roster. So, but I was so thrilled. It was the best part of Monday Night Raw from what I saw, and I was thrilled to see all three of them, even, well, in particularly Tyler Breeze, Sami Zayn. I mean, we've seen Tyson Kidd for years, but they've worked really well together, and I think everybody, the marks, would appreciate, even though that Tyler Breeze and Tyson Kidd and to a certain extent Sami Zayn didn't necessarily get a lot of offense, they knew they could see the characters, and they could see what they were about, and the way that they were selling, really, the moves that they got given to them. So it worked perfectly well, and I'd like to see it probably at least on a, if not once a month, and every 2 months or so. And do keep on plugging the NXT stars, hopefully on a weekly basis, or at least every other week or so.
There you go. Hopefully that's answered all your questions, Chevy, and I would say please email again, but that'd be a lie. But if anyone else want to email us, or tweet us, or give us any feedback, please do. Our Twitter is @secondshiftpod, and our email address is secondshiftpod@gmail.com, and we look forward to hearing from you. We're going to move on now to the news. Ant was busy, so he's got me to cover it, and if you're expecting jokes, fluency or anything, you're very heavily mistaken.
Boring.
Yep, this is going to be like a mixture of shit news from Walker and Sam's miserable news. So, all
in
one.
Don't steal my fucking gimmick. If you've got any of the shit news I've got in here, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Good chance I
and
probably
you'll never
have.
Be as miserable as me.
We all fucking know that.
Right, so here I am with Wayne's miserable shit news.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to this.
No, all I've done is written a load of stuff off the internet. I'm just going to read them out, and if anyone want to comment, go for it. Okay. Basically, Sean O'Hare was found dead at the age of 43 yesterday. Has anyone got anything to say on that?
This is fucking miserable news.
Is it?
Blow
is
the
it
kazoo then, Wayne. Gimmick stealer.
Guys,
has it been... Is it true, or is it a hoax or something? Because
it's been confirmed.
That is very sad. Do you remember when he made his WWE debut with Rowdy Piper?
Mm-hmm.
That was a really cool gimmick for him, and he was getting over quite well, and then suddenly he just disappeared. I think it was due to drug issues, I think, possibly. So,
I was 11 when he debuted on WWE TV.
Oh dear. I think I was 16. Oh, aging me bad. But yeah, very sad news. Rest in peace, Sean O'Hare.
Yeah, definitely. Diamond Dallas Page has claimed that Jericho broke his toe in the steel cage match on Raw. Not sustained in the leap, but rather in the lion salt spot. Bless. Obviously, I don't know why I'm waiting for a reply, because there's not really much you can reply to that.
Is it kayfabe, do you think, Wayne?
Toe injury? Not really sort of something to put into a story, is it? I think he should be able to work through that.
Not unless he wants to go on Strictly Come Dancing again.
Oh, no. It's a way to work Fandango back into things, isn't it?
That's true. That's very true.
Russo calls Spike a terrible partner. Spike tell Russo to shut up. Not really much to comment to go there.
Why can't that bloke shut the fuck up? Vince Russo, if you listen to this, shut the fuck up. You're worse than CM fucking Punk, you twat.
Yeah, he's really going to listen to this.
If he listens to this.
It's his top agenda to listen to this podcast, mate.
Well, he listens to fucking everything else, doesn't he? Nah, he's a wanker. Let's not give him any time.
Jerry Springer is going to return, possibly to commentate on a Bree and Nikki match.
Yes! Yes! I can't wait for that. That's going to be fantastic.
Glad Walker.
I'm just gonna throw it out here, right? Even though it's a little too early, man. My one up was that entire segment because it was so fucking awful. It was fantastic. All right, carry on.
Amen.
WWE. This changes every day. So by the time you're listening to this, guys, it's probably changed. But WWE are now hopeful Daniel Bryan return for Survivor Series now that surgery is not required.
Goat faced twat.
Oh, Royal Rumble, Wayne.
Yeah. I think that's the one that they'll be going for, seriously.
Royal Rumble and he'll win it. Oh, please don't be that predictable.
That, or they could get Rey Mysterio back working instead of being on strike and get him booed the fuck out of again.
I'm hoping Daniel Bryan's the fucking bunny.
Thing is, they don't
Darren
Young.
They don't make a big thing out of the Survivor Series for years. They haven't done it since like 2011, so I don't see that coming to fruition at all.
Could be a good push for it.
Yeah, true.
But no, get the goat face out of my face.
No, more Daniel Bryan. But that would be cool. If the only way he'll be at Survivor Series is if... Where they could cover him and work him in gradually, as if on the face team there's a missing spot that they're going to fill on the night. That's the only way.
Where's Wade Barrett?
still recovering from his shoulder surgery.
But surely he's going to come back before Daniel Bryan, and why?
He's being advertised for the second half of the UK tour.
Oh,
which is November, isn't it?
Yep.
Cool.
Not long.
Because I don't, you know, that's someone I haven't heard his updates on for a long time.
He was on JBL and Cole's show, so he must have been at a Raw or SmackDown tape in the other week behind the scenes, but he never actually appeared on the show.
Okay. See, they should utilise him. He's a great talker. Even have him on the fucking commentary booth. He's a great talker.
Yeah, you don't need your shoulder for that. I don't know why they ain't
exactly
used him. When he returned last time, they used him for a while on his podium. I don't know why they can't get him back doing that. As long as you don't use, you know, bang the gabble too hard, he'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't know why they're not utilising him. Maybe they just don't want to push him again because he's too injury prone. Who knows?
Who knows? Right, Kenta to make debut at NXT, but
yes!
He won't be wrestling. It will only be to set up a future match.
All's good. All's good in Love and Kenta.
Yeah, still good. I'd like to get to see him.
Yeah, that will literally be like the NXT after TakeOver to utilise the push that will give NXT, and that'll be tune in next week or the week after or whatever to see Kenta actually make his wrestling debut. So, you know, it's very close now.
Yeah, definitely very, very close. No news on Prince Devitt or Kevin Steen yet, though?
Nope.
Okay.
They reckon that Devitt is going to be the next one to be active on screen, so it can't be that far away if they're already talking about that.
Is Devitt definitely going to NXT?
Yeah, he'll be going under the name Fergal, they reckon.
Oh, no! He's going to have
so
Irish flag and they're going to ginger his hair up. That tag team with Sheamus is going to happen, and I only said that as a joke, but it sounds like it's going to fucking happen. Fergal.
I hope not. I really hope not.
Here's a big one for all you fans. Christian has been cleared to wrestle, but Creative has got nothing for him.
Surprise, surprise.
He should have a blue dart as a mask.
CM Punk merchandise pulled from WWE.com.
You're taking the piss now, mate. Come on.
Get rid of that, man.
WWE Raw viewership up from last week despite two NFL games.
That surprises me.
That's Jerry.
Good for them.
Yeah, well done, WWE.
That's good news.
Good Raw.
There we go. That's me done.
Cool. That weren't too bad.
Walker, do the proper shit news.
Yay! Alright, guys. I've got three pieces of shit news. So everyone be quiet and listen to me tell some shit that you don't really care about. Triple H is hosting a Twitter Q&A to promote NXT TakeOver on Thursday from 3 p.m. Eastern Time, which will obviously be 8 o'clock our time. WWE Slam City DVD is being produced, but it's only going to be shipped to UK and Australia. And the last one, and this one's a fucking doozy, Snitsky will be a judge for an upcoming beard and mustache championship in Atlantic City. And that was the shit news. To the question I pose to everyone here is, do you give a shit? Thank
I want
you.
That on a t-shirt.
I want to go to
with Walker's face on it. Do you give a shit?
There you go. And I'm done. There you go. Carry on.
I'm going to ask Sam this, but I'm going to regret it. Did you do miserable news?
No, I ain't got nothing.
There we go. He's miserable.
Can you blow the kazoo?
Do the nose.
Blow your fucking cheap pops out there.
You've taken my kazoo virginity. I haven't been on the show with that going off yet.
I'm honoured, Kiwi.
Does it feel good?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Sam.
Sorry, the image going through my head is so wrong.
Sorry.
Right, let's move on to one up, one down from the wrestling week. We'll go with Walker. What's your one up and one down, mate?
My one up is how fucking terrible the Jerry Springer segment was, because it got so bad that I was just creasing. And like the fact that he fucking hurt himself and his security guard did not do anything at all. Like he just fell to the ground terribly slowly. The girls were half rolling on him and he managed to break his ankle or some bullshit or some shit. And the way he put his fucking thumb up when he was on the stretcher.
He thought he was fucking Chuck Norris, didn't he?
Oh shit, man. And fucking the Bella's brother, like, as well. I didn't think there would be a worse actor than Nikki Bella, and we found it in the fucking other Bella as well. And the fucking their entire family is shit at life.
There's like, something wrong with that mum's womb, isn't it? Giving birth to that lot.
Oh, God. this was fantastic. What a terribly, what a terrible fucking segment, man. I loved it so much.
It was bad, it was great, wasn't it?
Oh, it was fantastic. Oh, God. It was fantastically shit.
That thumbs up at the end just did it.
Oh, man. Just
the best way.
Two thumbs up.
The fact that Stephanie McMahon had to take everything uberly serious, like, are you okay? Like, she must be thinking, like, why am I here? Why am I here? The things I do for this company. Ugh.
I like the way that someone had a Whoopi Goldberg sign in the background. What the fuck was that about? I was just looking at that the whole time. Fucking Whoopi Goldberg sign. It was fucking awesome.
Oh, I never saw that.
Yeah,
oh,
that's brilliant.
Awesome. Oh.
Imagine her hosting. Jerry.
Yeah, get her hosting. That'd be amazing.
And the whole nice cast of Sister Act just singing in the bellies.
What have we gone on to? Sorry, I'll just tune out for a second. We're on the Bella and Sister Act.
She was in Ghost, so she could maybe bring back the.
Oh no, not a clay modelling scene.
Granddad, and he could say, "Help us, Jerry," or something.
Oh God, just imagine a clay modelling scene of them putting the arms around.
Hey, look at all these ideas. Oh,
WWE creative need to hire us. That'd be done.
Yeah, some Brits. We the Commonwealth.
Right, we're going to do... Fuck it, we're going to mix it up now. We're going to go through all the group and do ones up in one go. So Sam, what's your one up?
My one up was... It was going to be the Jerry Springer thumbs up on the stretcher.
Oh, not another one.
I'll rip myself here.
This is the thing, we don't like fucking wrestling. It's just like, everyone's like, oh, it's a really good Raw. What's your one up? Jerry with his thumbs up. Fuck sake. Oh, God.
Back to wrestling, I thought the Jericho Wyatt match was okay, but not as good as it could have been. But I suppose they're saving it for the next pay per view.
It's going to be Jericho and Orton in the next pay per view.
If his little hurty toe was better, yeah. And what's your one up?
Gonna have to say again for John Cena again. I thought his promo was with Paul Heyman was brilliant. It was actually brilliant. I can't diss John Cena anymore. I really can't. Well, I've never really have, but it was a brilliant promo because it was just him talking, and that's why it was so believable, because it was him. And that's what made it so good. I really, really enjoyed that promo from both of the guys. And for John Cena to almost match Paul Heyman in a promo, massive, massive hats off to him.
Don't you... We brought this up last night. Do you think John Cena is repetitive or not, Ant?
Yeah, he is repetitive. But when he comes out and says the actual truth, like he did last night, and it was just truly believable because it's him. He can get repetitive, and obviously when he's on a face-to-face promo and he just sort of has them sort of one-line jokes, which are clearly written for him because he can't think for himself, they're very generic and repetitive. But on the other hand, when he does just let loose and actually go for it for 5 minutes with pure passion, like he did on Raw, it's true gold. People moan at him about fixing his game up, but he did, and he has done the last couple of promos.
Yeah. Who have I got left? Walker,
me?
Sam's done. Kiwi again. I keep forgetting you. I'm sorry, mate. What's your one up?
It's all right. I'm tucked in the little corner of France, so it's quite
it's
easy
too far
to
away.
Lose me. Yeah. Well, I would say the NXT thing, and I think we've all talked about that, but I'll go for something different, definitely. I'm going to pick the advancement of Dolph Ziggler and his reaction with the crowd. It seems to be getting better and better every week, and I am really enjoying his feud with The Miz. It's something that the both of them needed. It's something that the pair of them they did really need to do this part of their career. And even though the embarrassing photo segment on Raw was really naff and silly, I mean, the marks eat it up, obviously, and that's getting him a good reaction in the audience. So definitely Dolph is getting my one up this week.
There we go. At least that's a proper answer, and Ant had a proper answer over in that fucking Springer segment.
That was great, though. You've got to admit that.
Don't go encourage him, Kiwi. Sorry. Just because you feel bad.
It was fantastic. Stop being a bitch.
We'll go through, and what's your one down for the week? And we'll go back to Walker.
I don't really have a one down. I really enjoyed like all of Raw. I think. I can't really think of a one down. Maybe the Cena and Heyman thing was it stretched out a little too long for me because I was starting to tune out in the middle and towards the end. But I kind of enjoyed it. But like, I don't really have a one down, so I'm gonna skip.
Yeah, fair enough. I really liked Raw this week. I don't know if that's because my
yeah, but no level... one cares for your opinion, mate.
Thank you very much. But I was just gonna say, didn't know if that's because like the last two Raws were that shit. Anything would have been good, but. Ant, what's your one down for the week?
Haven't got many, really, because it has been a good week in wrestling in general. Wasn't that overly happy with Kalisto and Sin Cara winning for a match against the Ascension. I'm just going to think that's going to be absolute pap at NXT TakeOver 2. So I didn't really care about that. And the other one is that fucking bunny. I don't care. Look, I know, and we all know, it's fucking Darren Young in there. I just don't care, WWE. I don't care what you're going to do after he takes a fucking bunny hat off and it's Darren Young, way, with Titus O'Neil. I literally don't care about the feud at all that's going to go forward. I don't know what you guys think.
I think we're going back to the shit news, aren't we? Do you care?
That's my gimmick, motherfucker. I'm not going to lie to you, man. When he fucking super kicked like Heath Slayer, I fucking laughed. I'm not going to lie. I don't like the bunny at all. I don't really care for it. But when he super kicked him, I was just like, yeah, funny. I kind of want him to like super kick Adam Rose because that'll make me pop a boner or some bullshit.
Oh, there it is. But
what was that? Have you just discovered something?
I don't know. There seemed to be some rubbing coming from Anthony the Vigilante. Oh. I have eyes everywhere, guys. I am a gay.
Of you, Kiwi. Only.
Oh dear.
Oh, no, I stayed in.
Terrible. No, I'm quite entertained by the bunny. No, it doesn't really bother me. But yeah, less said about that, the better.
What's your one down then, Kiwi?
Well, somebody came up to me, said to me the other day that they really didn't like the WWE playing tribute to Joan Rivers, which I thought was justified, to be honest with you. And it's not really my one down, but I suppose the one down was, Lana and Rusev this week. As much as I love Lana and Rusev and how things have been going this week on Raw was a load of nothing to me. It was just, I know it's like disrespecting the American national anthem and how nasty it is, etc. But it just does nothing for me. We all know that Henry's gonna get steamrolled over by Rusev at Night Champions, and the same will happen to Big Show at Hell in a Cell. Just waiting for something with a bit more oomph from the pair of them. But that's my only one down, but no, that's not much of a down, to be honest, because like the rest of you said, you know, Raw and NXT, TNA, it's been pretty good. But actually, I haven't been enjoying Tom Phillips on SmackDown, to be honest with you. I don't think he adds much to the booth from what I've heard and seen. I don't know how the rest of you guys feel about Tom Phillips. I know.
Probably... I like him. He's really drawing people 50-50.
Marmite, defo.
Yeah, some people are like saying he's alright, and some are saying that he's like Roboto.
He's vanilla. That's all he is. He's vanilla. He's got no charisma. I want charisma on the booth. That's what
he's
I want.
He's about as entertaining as a bullet hole to the nuts.
Exactly.
Ouch.
But yeah. he's just vanilla. He's neither good nor bad. He's just nothing. But yeah, I want to get back to Kiwi's earlier point. I think Lana's got a good enough voice for Eurovision next year, I think.
Yeah, she wouldn't get booed by the Russians like they were this year.
Yeah, so maybe Lana in Eurovision next year. Maybe you can do something like that on your Tux experience, guys.
Cheap plug. Yeah. Bang, bang.
Tux experience, yes. Podomatic, iTunes, everywhere else, you know.
10 quid in the post, mate.
Yeah, thanks. Cheers.
Sam, what's your one day on Other and Kiwi plug in the Tuts experience available from iTunes?
Thank you.
My one down is the character of Kane and this corporate shit. It doesn't work when Triple H does it. When Triple H goes from suit to in the ring, it works. WrestleMania 30, case in point. But when Kane does it, it's just shit. He spends 2 months doing corporate Kane and then a month back in his normal character, and now he's back in his suit again. And it's just stupid. And then he takes off that shirt and he's got that horrible dirty vest on that he borrowed from Eric Harper. Just awful. He's not a corporate guy. If you can have him, if you don't want to wrestle as much, then he's got years of experience. Take him in the back and work for the rest.
Sorry. Take him in the back.
He's got lots of experience.
Yeah.
Lots of experience.
I can't imagine Kane being on the receiving end of a fucking dick thrashing. I'm sorry. He's too big to be receiving anything. I don't think he'd stand for it. He'd raise his hands, throw him back down, and the person's dick would be on fire.
I know. Mark Henry could take him to a different place, I reckon.
Sexual chocolate.
Yeah, but you've got to say the word, Kane. Fuck off, Kane.
Fuck off, Kane.
Fuck off. There you go.
Where's Ty when you need him?
Too busy having a slash. Right, I think we're done there looking at the previous week. So we all agree that it's tend to be a good week. Not a lot to bitch about. Even though everyone's high seemed to be fucking Springer. Right. We'll move on now to a quick preview of NXT TakeOver. We'll just go through the group and won't preview the matches one by one. We'll just see what you think that's going to be like and what you hope to get out of it. Kiwi, what are your thoughts for NXT TakeOver?
Well, I'm really looking forward to it, particularly the NXT title match. I'm also actually looking forward to the women's title match. Charlotte and Bayley, I think they're going to do really well. I think we're going to see Bayley's best work this Thursday. And I also am looking forward to the Ascension and Sin Cara and Kalisto in a weird type of way. I don't think that the Ascension are going to lose their titles, but I just hope that we'll get some type of decent match where the Ascension just managed to shine just that little bit more. But certainly for me, Charlotte and Bayley, I'm really looking forward to. I don't think Charlotte's going to lose the title just yet. I'm particularly looking forward to that, really.
So the other two, the highlight has been the women's match, so I think that's going to be definitely high up there again.
Yeah, they got such a high altitude to get to with those other two matches that we've seen already, and they've got a lot to live up to, haven't they?
But when do the women on the main roster get a 10-minute match?
Well, this is true. I so wish that they could. I would wish to hope that they could have done it Night of Champions, but now they've added Nikki Bella into this blasted match. I don't think AJ and Paige can particularly do that. So, we're still living hope. Oh, it got me sad now.
Fuck off, Nikki!
Yeah, it's fuck off, Nikki. Yes, no, sorry.
And, what are your thoughts on NXT TakeOver, and do you think that's going to be the best out of the three, the other two so far, or aren't you that excited for it?
I'm sort of 50-50 on it, because there's a couple of matches there that I just think, oh my god, like the Mojo Rowley versus Bull Dempsey match is a match that I particularly don't give a toss about. I think the Enzo Amore LaFleur match, the hair versus hair match, is going to be quite entertaining. Then you've got the tag team match, which I'm not that bothered about. Then hopefully Charlotte versus Bayley is going to be quite good, and then I reckon an epic Fatal 4-Way. So yeah, I'm sort of in between. I don't think it'll be as good as last TakeOver, when that, you know, Cesaro, Sami Zayn just stole the show. But I am looking for a match of that level in this Fatal 4-Way.
No, I'm quite looking forward to that Fatal 4-Way, to be honest. Walker, what are your thoughts for NXT?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely looking forward to the title match because Sami Zayn's in it, and I've been saying for fucking months that he's the best. He's like every like NXT fucking pay per view thing. He's fucking killed it. So, and he's had the match of the night both times. So I can easily see this fucking Fatal 4-Way being awesome. Like, I don't really care for the tag team match personally. I think the Ascension are overrated still. And I'm just looking forward to seeing them lose personally. I just really want to see Kenta. So. Whatever, I'm looking forward to it, and I can't wait. And if it's really really good, then I'm not gonna talk about it next week, and that's all I'm gonna talk about. So,
I was gonna say I'm more pumped for this one than I was the card at Takeover. I thought that was a damn squid, but it turned out to be a really good show. This one, I'm more excited. So,
can I just say that I've just been educated that Cesaro's A match wasn't at.
Oh, you don't have to correct yourself. We all know you're wrong 90% of the time anyway. So
raped on fucking group me or something next tomorrow. So it was at a rival. There you go.
Still a fantastic match, but
yeah, it was a great match.
Wayne, just a quick one. Could we go around the party and see who we would pick just in the main event? Who we think the eventual winner will be?
Can do. We'll go to Sam first and just see what he thinks of NXT TakeOver 2. See if he'll be watching it. He probably won't be. But then, and then we'll go around the group and do that.
I'm going to make a point of watching it now. I'm going to write every single thing down. That's a lie. No, I probably will watch it. I am looking forward to it as well. It's got a better card than Night of Champions if you take out Brock. Because... I just think they're better wrestlers. If you want a wrestling show, watch NXT. If you want Jerry Springer, watch Raw. But then I was wondering how many of the NXT people will this be like their swan song to NXT, and how many will move up to the main roster.
They reckon Ascension and Charlotte, but I can't see the point of putting Charlotte up yet when there's so much happening in the Divas division. I don't know what you guys think.
I agree. She's not going to come up just yet. Like you say, there's so much going on. And, you know, 6 months ago, we wouldn't have said this. Which is really quite funny. So, I don't think she'll probably turn up on the main roster until probably Survivor Series, maybe, or after that.
Later than that.
Yeah, probably.
Right, we'll go around the group then, do Kiwi's idea for the main event. Who do you think's taken it home? I think that's going to be Tyler Breeze, personally. Kiwi?
I'm going to go Tyson Kidd, I think.
Really?
What? Yeah, I'm going to go out the box. I just think it will give him something to give much more to his gimmick of being fact, you know, and working on that. I don't know. There's just something in the back of my mind that thinks that he could have a possibility of going forth with the title.
So, can I just ask you a question?
Yeah,
What do you think about someone that's actually been in a main roster coming back to NXT and taking a title? Do you think that's fair on the young talent that is around? Or,
well, I don't think he would even keep it for very much for long. And,
no, I'm saying just initially.
Initially,
well, I've got a point for that though, Anne. NXT isn't just youth system, it is a development system, and he had no character, and he's been put down, he's been given this whole new character, so you could say that he's new, you know, sort of not wife-beaten character, but the horrible husband character, Natty's bitch character, or whatever you all call it, is new, and is an NXT original storyline, so... Why wouldn't you treat it like he could win a title?
No, I'm for either way, but I'd just rather give it to a new up and comer that can progress with it in the future in years to come. Whereas it's someone that's had the opportunity, lost it, and now's rebuilding. He's rebuilding around people who are new and fresh. So I wouldn't want to give that sort of man the title, but that's only my personal opinion.
Yeah. Kiwi, did you finish your point or did I butt in?
Well, no, Matt Ant's made a good point. You know, it's something that we all could in this community sort of like give an opinion to. And he does have a right to be there and to work on his character because he does have such a good moveset, but his character has been needed a makeover, and I think he's done this, you know, with some good. He's just made a good work out of it so far, and I think he can continue with this and carry on with it. And I think having the NXT title for a little bit, you know, for a few months or so, would help. And he can then give it to another superstar, like Sami Zayn next, maybe, very soon. Who is obviously an NXT original.
Because yeah, at the moment, all the champions and all the divisions get the belt, and they have it for like 3 or 4, if not longer, months. It's ridiculous how long they hold the belt for. It is time for a small little transitional reign. And Tyson Kidd, I think that would sort of be a nod, like he's doing his new character well, but. Long term, you wouldn't want him to be champion. I think that would work quite well.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think. Yeah.
Hit the note. Sam, who are you tipping for the main event at TakeOver 2?
I'll go Tyler Breeze. And the biggest compliment I can give him is when he first started, I hated him and I hated his character. But now I actually think he's got a lot better and I like him. And I think he should be given a shot. I think he'd be up. I think he'll go to the main roster a lot sooner than what most people would have thought when he first started.
Yep. And Walker, who are you tipping?
I think Neville's going to retain it, just because I don't see anybody else. I think if anybody else was to take it, that means they're not going to go up to the main roster anytime soon. And that would just be like upsetting in a way, because I love like Sami Zayn and Tyler Breeze, but if they was to get the belt, then that means they're not going to go up to the main roster, and I want to see on the main roster sooner rather than later. And I just don't see where anybody else would go if they were to get it, because I think Adrian Neville needs it the most out of everyone else, because without that, he's kind of nothing. All he is a fucking red arrow. So I think he needs the title more than anybody else.
Yeah, he's got fantastic in-ring, but other than his high spots in the ring, there ain't a lot to his character, I have to admit. So, right, I think. Hello. Anything else Hello. Left on NXT?
Hello. You didn't ask Hello, me Anne. My prediction.
Oh, sorry.
No one cares, that's why, mate.
Fuck you, I'm doing them all in. Right. Ball Dempsey, Enzo Amore, Ascension, Charlotte, and I reckon Sami Zayn will turn on Adrian Neville, and so Zoolander will win. I mean, Tyler Breeze.
There we go, you've just made yourself look like a fool when all your results are incorrect.
Exactly.
Anything left on NXT TakeOver 2?
No.
Nope. Right, here we go, here's the highlight of the week.
No longer want to hear the chants of "You can't wrestle." I disagree. I'm very good. You're not creative. I am the greatest living professional wrestler alive. Oh, I'd love to beat him too. I'd love to beat him too.
We'll now move on to the quiz, and I've really been looking forward to this, so you better not disappoint.
Okay, this week's quiz is a game of killer. I will ask a question with multiple answers. If the panel give me a wrong answer, they will lose a life. They each have 3 lives, and the winner is the last man standing. So are you ready to play killer? Dun, 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 dun. No? All right,
after my attempt last week.
Okay. Right, I asked Nikki Bella's left tit to pick the order in which they go in, and it's picked Wayne, Walker, Kiwi, then Sam. So, Wayne, are you ready to play killer? Dun, 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 dun.
No.
No? Right, you've got the first choice on this. So, I want an answer from this. If list of US champions in 2006. I'll give you 10 seconds to give me an answer. A list of a US champion in 2006.
I just provide one, yeah?
Yeah, just one, please.
John Cena.
Nope, you're wrong.
Oh!
Dickhead.
Right, so you've lost the life of Reddit. Okay, Walker, same question to you. You've got 10 seconds. Give me a list a US champion of 2006.
MVP?
No, you've lost the fucking line as well.
What this the guy. Fuck? No!
Yeah, okay, Kiwi Tuts, same question to you.
Sorry, is this US championship or US title winners?
US title winners in 2006.
What, like the heavyweight title?
Yeah, US champions in 2006.
As in the United States Championship, the mid-card belt in 2006.
I thought you meant like world title or whatever, not but just title. They've got to be American.
Kiwi Tuts.
Yeah, I'm here.
Same question for you, my friend. Name a US champion in 2006.
Chris Benoit.
You are correct, my friend. The first person to get one
Yay!
Right.
Woohoo!
Sam, I'm going to go to you as well. Same question, please. You've got 10 seconds.
Orlando Jordan?
No. Why would you say Orlando Jordan? Okay, fair enough. Right, I'm going to go around this one again and see if we can get a few more answers. So we're back to you, Wayne. Please list the US champion. Do you get that? US champion in 2006.
Weren't bloody watching back then. Yeah. I'm going to go Matt Hardy.
No, you're down to one life.
Fuck.
Walker, same back to you.
JBL?
Yes.
Thank you, fuck.
That is correct. That is correct. JBL. Kiwi Tuts.
Kiwi for that. Thank you. I thank Kiwi because he gave me the idea when he said Chris Benoit.
good. Kiwi Tuts, back to you.
Finley.
You are correct. You're very good at this game.
Yes.
Well done. And finally, Sam, back to you.
I don't know. Rey Mysterio?
No, so you're down to one life, two. Okay, right, I'm going to change the question now. The other answers you could have had were Booker T, Bobby Lashley, and Mr. Kennedy on that one. So, after round one, Kiwi Tuts has 3 lives remaining. Well done, mate.
Yay, thank you.
Walker has 2, and Wayne and Sam are both left on 1. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do that in reverse. I'm going to start with Sam, Kiwi, Walker, then Wayne for the next question, which is Pro Wrestling Illustrated have a list of 1 to number 500 each year of the best wrestlers in the world. What I want to know is who has been number one on the Pro Wrestling Illustrated list from the year 2000 to 2013? Just anyone that's been number one on that list. So the best wrestler in the world, basically. So, Sam, I'm starting with you.
Got to be The Rock. He's got to be on there.
2000 to 2013?
Yeah.
You're out. Yeah. That is not correct. Sam is now frozen out of the game. Thanks for playing, Sam.
Yeah.
Okay, Kiwi Tuts, that same question for you.
Okay. I will say Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle is correct. He was number one wrestler in 2001. Yay! Walker?
AJ Styles, 2009, right?
AJ Styles, 2010, but you are correct.
So close. He's the only TNA one. That's how I know that. Before anybody in the fucking chat who's on the call says I cheated. Devil man.
Okay, Wayne, so to you. Name the Pro Wrestling Illustrated number one wrestler in the world, 2000 to 2013.
I'm going to probably go out now. Randy Orton.
Randy Orton was number one wrestler in 2008.
Oh,
so
thank God for that.
Let's go back around again. So back to Kiwi. Kiwi Tuts?
Yes. Sorry. Yeah, I'm here. I will say Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar. Yes, 2003.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Some obvious answers people haven't gone for. Walker, to you.
John Cena.
There you go. 3-time winner of that list. 2006, 2007, and 2013. Wayne?
Punk?
Yep, 2012. Okay, this is getting interesting. We've still got a few answers to get, so I'm going to carry on with this. Kiwi, back to you.
Batista.
Batista, fantastic guess. 2005, Batista.
Oh, dear. Dear oh me.
Kane in this game. Okay, Walker, back to
Triple
you.
Triple H.
Yes, 2-time champion, 2001 and 2009. Wayne.
How many is there left?
You've got 1, 2, only 3 remain answers.
God, I'm going blank. Someone... mentioned Chris Benoit earlier, and he had like a little patch in the early noughties, didn't he, Chris Benoit?
That is correct.
Oh, thank fuck for that. I think I'm out now.
2004. So, okay.
Jesus Christ, that was a good guess, wasn't it?
It's only two answers to get. So, I'm going to give you the years, because that might make things slightly easier. So, one of the answers was 2011, and the other answer is 2002. So, Kiwi, go guessing.
Right. 2011. Well, I'm going to say that it's the man who retained the WWE title, WrestleMania 27, The Miz.
You're obviously an encyclopedia here, because that is the correct answer.
What the fuck?
Please.
It's okay, so Walker, you've got to find one answer. The two, basically, number one wrestler in the world, 2002.
That's bullshit, man. What the yeah. Fuck? 2002. I already said Triple H, didn't I? Who else? Who else was good in 2002?
Hulk Hogan.
Times are ticking.
Fuck it. RVD. I don't know. Shit. I don't know. I fucked that up, haven't I? Shit.
No, you haven't. That was the answer.
Oh, wow.
So there were 12 answers to that, and each of you got four of them right. So, what the fuck?
Wow.
Okay. All right, let's move on. I'm glad I got a couple of extra questions. Right. Now, members...
I'm just glad I'm not the first out.
I'm going to go Walker, Kiwi, Wayne. Okay, so I want members of DX. Walker?
Triple H.
Correct. Kiwi?
Shawn Michaels.
Correct. Wayne?
X-Pop.
X who?
X-Pop.
X-Pop?
Pock.
I said X-Pac.
Pock.
X-Pac.
X-Pac. Yes. Okay.
Pock.
It's like bath and bath, isn't it? Oh, dear.
Yeah. All right, Walker. Back to you.
China.
Yep. Kiwi.
The Road Dog. Jesse James.
Yep. And Wayne.
I'm going to go for an out-of-the-box one, because I remember it, because I love that little guy. Hornswoggle was technically one, weren't he?
He is technically one. Holy shit, you're going through this. This is good, this is good. Okay, Walker, back to you again.
Did you say Billy Gunn?
Have little people's call.
No one said Billy Gunn.
Right, Billy Gunn then.
Sam. Billy Gunn. Right, Kiwi, there are now three answers to get.
I'm going to say Rick Rude.
Fuck, I was going to say that next.
Rick Rude is one of those answers.
Yes!
Okay. What is going on here? Okay, so who's next? Wayne, is it?
I think that is.
Yep.
Are they actually, like, wrestling people left?
They're just, well...
Or are they more like assistants or whatever?
I can't relay that information.
I know one too.
But, yeah.
I know one, but she weren't a wrestler.
Ooh, go on.
Who the fuck was X-Pac's girlfriend or that Kane storyline? Because I watched it on the network the other day. What's her fucking face?
Oh, I know it. Go on.
Tori?
Yes!
Sake.
Okay, right.
Who's next?
Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. That is absolutely correct.
Oh, happy days.
Running out. Okay, alright. So, there's one more answer. It's going to Walker. Who are you going
for? Mike Tyson.
That's right. So, basically, yeah. No one's got a question wrong in the last two sections, so now I'm calling bullshit.
No, it's fucking. I watched the documentary on the network, so I remembered Mike Tyson and China.
Here's another question. Then this will get people because not everyone's into independent wrestling. So,
sweet wrestling. Let's go.
I'm out then.
This might be
yes. I'm going to win again.
There are 14 options for this question. And this should be the last question, I'd imagine. I want to know a member of the Bullet Club. And I'm going to start with Wayne.
Thank God you went there, Luke Gallows.
Well, Doc Gallows. Okay, yeah.
Don't for fuck's sake!
I'm just giving the correct pronunciation. But okay, Walker.
AJ Styles.
AJ Styles. Kiwi Tuts.
Jeff Jarrett.
Correct. Wayne?
Prince Devitt.
Yep. Why isn't he? Yeah, he is on my list. Walker?
Bad Luck Fale.
Yep. Kiwi?
Oh my god. Carl Anderson, was it?
Carl Anderson is correct. So, back to Wayne.
Ow.
I ain't got a fucking clue now. I'm gonna just say an amusing one. Kane, just because he fucks everything up. Kane fucks everything up, so I'm going Kane.
Okay. Unfortunately, Kane was not in the Bullet Club. So, Wayne, thanks for playing. You held around. You held your head up higher other than last week. So, you've done brilliantly, mate. Well done.
Well done.
Thanks for playing. Right, so Walker's on 2 points. Kiwi's still got his full lot. But Walker, next.
The Young Bucks.
Yeah, anyone in particular?
Well, Matt Jackson then.
Okay, right, we'll take that as one answer for both of them, Matt and Nick Jackson. Okay.
Oh, damn.
Kiwi.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, dear.
Oh, Matt, real quick, can I just ask, Ant, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do we have to do the Mexican ones as well?
You will have to, yeah.
There's a Mexican lot? What?
there's like five Mexican ones as well, I think. Something like that.
There's three. But yeah, come on, Kiwi.
If I remember rightly, there was one named after a Pacific island.
Yep.
You gotta say his name, though.
You've got 5 seconds. Four, three, two, one.
Is it Tonga?
It is Tonga, but I need a full name.
So, I don't know his first name. No.
Okay, right. Sorry, you lose a point there. I'm being
harsh.
Walker.
How many we had so far, so I don't say another answer?
I'm looking for 3 members of the Bullet Club left, and then you've got 3 Mexican ones, but I'm not...
Have we said Yujiro?
We haven't, no.
Well, I'll take Yujiro then.
Yujiro, okay. And Kiwi.
Oh, guys. Oh, I don't know. Dear, I really don't know. Is it that Omega guy? Kenny Omega? Is he?
No, afraid not. Afraid
to lose. That was a good question, though. I mean, good answer.
So I've run out of questions. And the scores are Walker has 2 lives remaining and Kiwi has 1 life remaining. So, next question is WrestleMania 1. I want to know who wrestled in WrestleMania 1. So, I'm going to start with Kiwi. Give me a name of someone who wrestled in WrestleMania 1.
Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff.
He was certainly in that. I know you like him a lot. Walker?
Hogan.
Yep, Kiwi.
Mr. T.
Yep.
Roddy Piper.
Yep, so basically you've just done the main event. Okay.
That's what you want to know, fuck's sake. Okay. I'm going to win.
Back to Kiwi.
Big John Studd.
Yes, Big John Studd was on that.
Fucking hell. Andre the Giant?
Yep, he wrestled Big John Studd. Kiwi?
David Sammartino.
That's correct.
Fuck's sake. Ricky Steamboat.
Ricky Steamboat, you say?
Oh, I fucked it up, haven't I? I've lost now, ain't I? Fuck.
No, he did. He wasn't that. Kiwi.
Wendy Richter.
What the hell is going on here? Have you guys got Wikipedia up? Yes, Wendy Richter was in that, yeah. Walker?
Randy Savage.
Randy Savage, you say? No. Randy Savage was not.
Oh, fuck's sake. Horseshit.
Okay, so 1 life remaining. This is sudden death. I'm going to move away from that question.
Oh, thank God.
Well, I'm going to make it even harder, because it is. I want to know who was in the Fabulous Freebirds.
Who goes first?
I'm going to start with Kiwi.
Michael P.S. Hayes.
That is correct.
What I know! Fuck!
Walker?
I don't know. That's not fair, man. Come on, I wasn't even born. I don't think my parents met.
They debuted in 1979 and were disbanded in 1994. So,
well, how many?
You've got 10 seconds now to give me an answer.
Okay, are any of them still alive?
There are a few alive, yeah.
I don't know any of them. Fuck's sake! I only know Michael. Five, fucking dickhead
four,
said it.
Three, two, one. I'm sorry, you've lost the life. I could have accepted Buddy Rogers, Terry Gordon, Jimmy Garvin, Buddy Roberts Jr., Christian Haynes. So there you have it, guys. Kiwi is the champion of Killer.
Thank you. Well done, AH. Good show, man.
I've got to say, guys, you exceeded my expectations. I thought that might have been a 2-question quiz, but I had to get 6 questions in the end. That was crazy. So well done to everyone involved on that one. It was fantastic.
What do I win?
Blowjob. There you go.
Yes!
From Wayne.
Oh.
Isn't I got to be punished? I didn't finish last.
Oh, it's not a punishment, is it?
Yeah, it's not a punishment.
I ain't fucking doing it.
And I'm very clean, so there you go.
We're not going into this any further.
That's not the criteria. It's not cleanliness.
Right, we'll move on to the free chat segment. And we'll go to, has he done such a good job with the quiz? Ant, what have you got left to talk about this week?
I wanted to talk about pretty much the James Storm angle at the minute, them kidnapping Manic. I don't know what everyone thought about that. I thought that was a really good angle. It was sort of left field as well. I wouldn't have thought that. I was sort of surprised with the Manic angle, them picking Manic, but it really looks good to going forward, doesn't it? I don't know what everyone else thinks.
I swear you brought it up last week on the second shift, and then it happened, because I was thinking of you when I first saw that. Because I'm sure someone brought it up last week.
I don't think it was me. But
I know someone bought. I'm like 80% sure that someone bought it up last week, and then it fucking happened. I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
It might have been DIG actually. I'm not sure.
I have to go back and listen to it, but I thought it was interesting because I don't like Manic personally. Like, I think it was. So I'm looking forward to see where this goes, because like you could do something with this fucking stale ass character. If they make him be TJ Perkins or some shit, then that'd be interesting. But this Manic character's got to fucking go. So I'm happy to see hopefully the beginning of the end of it. That's all. So
as long as they take him into like the hut and the weird rape hut and that,
the rape
rape hut. What?
The thingy Sonata got took to. Then that'll be a good segment in the next week's. So.
Come on down to the rape hut.
Right. Anyone got anything else to add on James Storm?
No, I'm just really liking it.
Right, Kiwi, what would you like to talk about in free chat?
I'm going to do something really out of the box, I think. I want to get everybody's opinion on their favourite Mick Foley match. Something out of the blue. So, tell me what your favourite Mick Foley match ever.
Thanks for giving us time to delve into the archives.
Sorry.
No, for me, I've got to go for the one that sticks out in my mind, and that's the match with Undertaker and Hell in Cell.
Definitely. I'm going to mix it up a bit and keep it in the same ballpark, because it's the only other one I can think of, and that's the Triple H No Way Out Hell in the Cell match.
Yeah, that was a good one too. That was really good, actually. Good shout.
I remember being so upset that Mick Foley was leaving and lost that match, because I really thought that, you know, eventually Cactus will become the WWF champion. But I remember being so thrilled that Linda McMahon came back and went, "No, Mick Foley, you're going to be at WrestleMania 2000 fighting for the title." And I was like, yes, he's at least got the main event. And then he didn't do necessarily that good in the fateful way. So he was like, oh. Sorry, AH.
Walker.
Yeah.
Edge at WrestleMania 22.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was fantastic, man. Like, that was my favourite match. I haven't seen any of his matches with Triple H, and unpopular opinion in 3-2-1. Don't really see the hype behind the Undertaker and the Cell one, if I'm going to be honest with you.
Was that the hardcore match?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good match.
Mm.
Can I throw another one in?
Go for it, man.
When he was Cactus Jack and the Terry Funk feud, that was fantastic. They had some great matches.
Yeah, they did. They had quite a few in ECW. There's one on Mick Foley's DVDs, which was really cool. And I suggest any of you guys to go and see it. Is Cactus and Raven versus Tommy Dreamer and Terry Funk. And that was such a brutal, brutal match. And one of Mick Foley, he actually put out on his DVDs, right? His best match he said he's ever had. But this DVD was like back in like 2006 or something like that. He released it, which had his favorite match, he said, was in ECW. And it was a singles match and his leaving match against Mikey Ripwreck.
I've seen that match. That was all right.
Oh, that was brutal. But if anybody's not gone and seen it, then they must go and see it because that was fantastic.
Okay, I'm just going to throw one in there because I've just done a bit of research in that Royal Rumble match 2000. I remember that one. That was a great match against Triple H. That was brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the pedigree on the tacks, or the pins, as we say. Yes.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Yeah, fab. Thanks, Sam. Have you got one?
Mine was going to be Royal Rumble 2000.
Oh, yeah. Man, stole your spotlight.
Sorry, mate. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's really sweet. Thank you, guys. Cheers.
Right. We'll move on to Sam now. What have you got for free chat of the week?
I was just thinking if we've entered the kind of period now before people start to come back for Royal Rumble and stuff, have we kind of hit a low where not a lot else happens? If Brock Lesnar wasn't at Night of Champions, would the card be a bit of a lesser card than what you'd expect leading up to a SummerSlam or a WrestleMania? Like, is this kind of the period where they don't pick up many fans, whereas January time, when people start to come back and it's Royal Rumble and WrestleMania, they probably pick up thousands of, you know, hundreds of thousands.
Well, Sam, you're right. I mean, it's true. I mean, between, like, after SummerSlam and until we get to, like, Survivor Series, TLC, you know, you'll see that the Raw ratings will start dropping now, and they'll be under like threes, and they'll be in the twos, a high twos. So it's usually what happens. So I don't think that Night of Champions, at least, would be any more popular if Brock Lesnar was around, to be honest, unless there was, you know, some type of compelling story. But no, I think the build tonight of Champions has been really quite good, and I hope it continues, really.
Yeah, I've got to second you on that one. I think it's been absolutely fine. You know, I remember everyone saying in January, sort of February time, oh, it's in such a lull at the moment. It's building up to WrestleMania. And then after WrestleMania, it's in such a lull. It's building up to SummerSlam. And then after SummerSlam, now we're saying, oh, it's in such a lull because we're in the winter period. It's just what it is. It's the way you see it. And for me, it's been absolutely fine at the moment. We've had a couple of bad Raws, but then it picks itself back up. And this week, wrestling as a whole has been pretty damn good.
Exactly.
The only thing, in my opinion, is the business has lost two major charismatic stars in CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. I just think they need to get a new face with energy, a bit of boom to them, just to lift them up in quiet bits of months, because the second week of a month is going to be low, because you're not near a pay-per-view, you're not near payoffs, you're starting to get the pictures of the match. You just need, like, a character that grabs your attention on the weeklies.
Got that. You've got that in two people. You've got that in John Cena, and you've got that in Roman Reigns. I heard kids screaming when Roman Reigns was getting attacked. Now, if that's not your next true face of the company, I don't know what it is.
But I mean, like, in the ring. Like,
oh, you mean someone charismatic in the ring?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Cesaro is very capable in the ring.
But then they've been pulling him back, that might be the issue.
Yeah.
That's why everyone feels that's just a bit flat at the moment. So
You've also got Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins and people like that who can do great in ring.
How good was that cage leap? But obviously Jericho's had to be slightly played off to be an injury, didn't it?
Yeah.
But
I loved the
Seth Rollins was just brilliant.
Yeah, it was great, and I loved when Chris Jericho jumped off. That was particularly good because I see these, you know, them gifs that go around of AJ Lee when the CM Punk chants and she sort of does that shoulder shrug, and I loved Jericho's sort of shoulder shrug and then like, fuck it, I'm jumping. No, that was brilliant. And Rollins done it just as well. That was really good.
Have you seen the gif about of when Rollins was going to get into the ring and then the spike nearly fucking gets him and he has to pull out?
I didn't think it was that close. It weren't fucking Indiana Jones, was it?
No, but the gif makes it look a lot worse.
Yeah, it does. But yeah, it was nowhere fucking near him, was it?
No, because I thought that was pathetically done when I was actually watching it live, the way that he just didn't get in the ring.
Yeah, I did as well.
But then I saw the gif and I thought, they must have altered that, because no way was that spike directly above his back. But
haven't they changed the design of the steel cage match for the steel cage for the last year or so? Because it's not...
It hasn't got as big a top square bit out now, has it, like it used to?
Yeah, exactly. It's all a bit like...
cheaper.
Yeah, well, it is cheaper. No, you're quite right. It hasn't got like where the Dudleys faced the Hardys in a steel cage, and you know there was that steel ceramic right the way around it for them to stand up and hold on, etc. But no, they don't have anything like that now. Very odd.
Right, I would move on to Walker now, but he's disappeared. So. We look like we'll end the show there. Has anyone got anything left to add?
No, not really. I think we've covered most things.
Awesome. We'll run through Twitter tags and stuff. And you can contact us and send us emails, like I said earlier. You can tweet us on @secondshiftpod, or you can email us at secondshiftpod@gmail.com. Kiwi, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter @KiwiTuts, that's KiwiTuts, and also @TheTutsExperience. Download my show on iTunes, Podomatic, and any other podcast platform. Thank you.
You're podcast, man.
Podcast, man, yeah. Wicked.
Before we insult any more stereotypes, Ant, where can we find you?
Oh, you can find me at FPJLAY.
And Sam, where can we find you? I'm just going to bypass that.
@Samuel_WBA.
And you can find me on DSJMP Wrestlecast and @WayneAsABaker. And until next week,
champagne for everyone.
Hi everyone.